This is the AngloGold Ashanti Sustainability Podcast Series. Let's now get the thoughts of Caroline Digby. Caroline is Director, Post Mining Alliance at the Eden Project. Caroline, along with death and taxes, the one certainty we have in life, certainly in the mining industry anyway, is that mines will eventually close, and South Africa knows that very, very well, particularly in the gold mining industry. What do mining companies need to do to ensure that closure is handled elegantly and effectively?
I think the first thing that companies need to realize is that the closure plan has to be a living document, useful and used and updated right from the beginning of the life of mine process, and constantly reviewed and updated as the life of mine progresses. The plan needs to be vision-driven and set within the overall framework of sustainable development that the company has. But it needs to be used as a long-term planning tool. By that I mean it needs to be kept up to date. It needs to progress over the different phases of the life of mine, because we know that the local context and the environment around the mine will change, and the closure plan needs to be updated constantly to reflect those kind of changes. One of the things I think that is really essential for companies to do is a realistic assessment of the economic viability of any plan it's putting forward, and making sure that it has the institutions, the funds, the resources in place for when it is no longer there, and other institutions, organizations, community leaders, etc., will have to pick up on what needs to happen if closure is to have a positive legacy to the local community once the company has closed.
So it's almost as though when a mine is opened, or when a mine starts to become economically viable, it's like a human being going on the job road. That person has to look forward to retirement eventually, and the same with the mine. You start the mine, it's doing well, but you've got to look forward to retirement, if you like.
Indeed, but if you wait until the last minute and for your retirement and have no mechanisms in place to ensure that you're going to have a nice lifestyle in your retirement, you are going to have much, much higher costs to put those in place at the end of life, rather than if you thought about it from the very beginning and designed your infrastructure, your post-mining land use, the skills of your workers, the enterprise and small businesses of your local community with closure in mind. Another thing that is very important for the companies to think about is, and I've seen it happen in a number of different places, is that once the mine looks like it's coming towards closure, a lot of the very ambitious and good mine managers are moved on to the next big thing. And quite often you'll find somebody inexperienced with lack of corporate memory put in charge of the final stages of closure. This is exactly at the same time as the community, local government, and the unions are looking for leadership from the company to understand that transition to a new economy, a new reality without the mine.
Give us an example, if you can, of a mine that has been successfully closed. And when I say that, I mean where local communities have been left in a position to adapt to that post-closure of the mine environment. What have they done right, in your opinion?
Well, I think there's no one-size-fits-all, and I don't hold up any holy grail of one mine that has been really successful that could be a model for every other site. Site-specific issues are so important in the mining industry. Success will be different depending on where the mine is located, how densely populated and or diversified economically the region is, etc. Is the workforce mobile? Is it tied in with other industries? There are a whole range of issues which will determine what success does look like. I think by and large, though, there are some critical elements to success, and they are things that any company wanting to take these issues seriously will look at. That is around priority for the closure process being supported by highest levels of management, learning from other sectors and working with other economic actors in the region. I think some of the interesting things we're seeing are the emerging opportunities presented by the low carbon economy. many of the site requirements for renewable energy and some of the other low carbon industries are similar to the old mine sites. And so there is an emerging opportunity, I think, for mining companies to look at the new opportunities and see who they can be collaborating with more effectively. Historically, I think the mining industry has felt that it's a frontier industry that faces unique challenges, and I think the way forward and success in closure may be looking at industrial collaborations as well as looking at what the other regional development initiatives are.
Caroline, are there any particular aspects of mine closure that are peculiar to the South African environment as you see it?
For me, South Africa and the focus there has to be on largely on the economic impacts of mining, on the opportunities for wealth creation, for black economic empowerment, for access to land, for reducing the inequalities, I guess, of the past. And so in some senses, the trade-offs between economic benefit and how to transfer that to future generations and the environmental impacts of mining are different in South Africa. Certainly, from an environmental perspective, water shortages means that minimizing the impacts on water quality and water supply are essential. But for me, the most important aspects of closure planning in South Africa are around ensuring opportunities and education, of retraining, transferable skills for retrenched workers and the local communities. And there are all sorts of initiatives underway by the major companies. We need to make sure that we're learning what works and what doesn't work and transferring the success factors more broadly across the sector.
Caroline, thanks so much for your time. That's Caroline Digby, Director, Post Mining Alliance at the Eden Project.